You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line now with us to take a look at the marketplace is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. Well, hey, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Why is it that we had such a rally in the corn market today?
Well, from what I can understand, it has a lot to do with the option expirations tomorrow at noon. We have the December corn options expiring, and we have the December soybean options expiring, and they're based off of the January contract. Now, these are cereal options. These are kind of the in-between ones. They're not too widely traded. They're mostly traded, you know, by the Chicago pit brokers because they're kind of market makers. But I understand there was a bunch of short calls in that 10-20 area on that January, so they were the market was running up to put those guys under a gun, so they'd have to cover with a long position. And that same way here in the, I think, December corn, you had probably a lot of short call guys at that 370 area. So what the market was doing was kind of didn't have anything else really to trade other than we had a very good corn export sales number, and then we had a couple daily sales announcements of corn and soybeans. But other than that, I think the news was generally quiet. So that kind of allowed the traders to kind of crowd those guys that were short the options.
What does it mean all in all? Was there anything important then in the marketplace that happened in the charts because of this? Are there other things that you have to watch, or is it just a temporary push to the upside?
Well, that's to be seen. I'm on the road here today, so I haven't seen whether or not we took out yesterday's low or not before we turned sharply higher, whether or not we actually got a reversal or if it's kind of an inside up day. But what it does is when you look at the chart, corn futures basically had found support at about the 38% retracement level of the fall advance. And soybeans yesterday kind of closed right near the 50% retracement level of the fall advance. So they were at some key retracement levels for technical buyers to come in and buy the break. Most of your system traders that use a lot of moving averages and technical indicators in their formula, they're still basically long. So when the market did find support at those support points, then you would see technical buying come in at those points. And I think basically, you know, what it is still the hangover from the bear market that we had this summer. I mean, the general attitude in the trade is still very bearish because you look at supply-demand tables and we're seeing some of the largest carryovers that we've seen in modern times, and that keeps everybody generally bearish. So it keeps the short, and it keeps the small guy out of the long side because they just can't bring themselves to buy in something that large carryout coming at us. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. Also, it's not uncommon for these corn and soybean markets to kind of break in the third week of November and then kind of firm up as you go into Thanksgiving. Corn then sometimes softens up a little bit during the early part of the delivery period. But soybeans, a lot of times, once they have their third week November break, they really don't look back, and they kind of rally as you go into the next year. Now, that's just looking at a normal seasonal average pattern.
And by the way, corn posted an outside up day, and it has a hookup week going at this point. So those are a couple of that would be in the December contract and the weekly lead option for the hookup.
Yeah, if you had an outside up in the makings early going, your technicians would step in there and start buying that too and just paint themselves a better looking price pattern for that. So That kind of maybe explains that. I don't know. Did beans take out yesterday as well
or today? Let me take a look in the January contract.
Yeah.
No.
They're kind of an inside day.
Yeah, they are an inside day. Yeah, it had January had an inside day.
Inside day. Okay.
Yep.
So the key here will be, I think what technicians will be looking at is whether or not the market can show some follow through from today's advances and kind of hold today's advance on into the Friday close. And then I think then that kind of teases up then to maybe show some price strength as we go on into the holiday weekend, because I think the shorts will want to cover going into a holiday short and trade, and that might stir up a little strength earlier in the week.
Okay, a couple of other items. I think you and I had a little discussion earlier because there was a McLean County farm that's near Bloomington, Illinois. For those who are outside of the area and listening maybe on the web, McLean County is there. Saybrook was where the farm was sold. Murray Wise will be talking with me at about 3:15 this afternoon. I'll try to post this on willag.org. Murray Wise and Company sold that farm, $7,050 an acre. Was the sale on the farm, and I asked Murray about that because it looked like it was a good farm, and that seems like it might be not much. Relatively speaking, he said it had D slopes, fair soils. Linder called it a C-quality farm. So looks are deceiving, I suppose, but $7,000, we'll learn more about that from Murray Wise and whether that means anything over the long run or not. I don't know. There are a lot of farms that have been selling, so we'll see how things go for the winter. What are you thinking about on land? Anything at all?
Yes, definitely interesting. Like I said, I thought I saw a blip the other day or so that we had a farm in South McLean County, which would be good dirt, would be my guess. That would be good flat and black stuff. It went for like $12,700. Yeah. I think it was like 160 acres. So I don't know if that's correct or not, but I thought I saw that on the Twitter wire. Yeah. So that's really not too far off of the high if it's truly a good farm.
Right, right. Well, there's more to discover as we go through time, and we'll talk more about this with you on Monday. I'm looking forward to having you at the Farm Assets Conference there in Bloomington.
I'm looking forward to coming up. I haven't been up north since the summer, so I'm anxious to come up. I'm hoping I'm going to bring some warm weather with me because I think you guys need some. It's 70 down here today, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, well, the problem with the warm weather, if you don't warm it up enough, we get what's in our forecast now, which is freezing rain. So, bring warmer weather than that, would you?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I do.
Hey, thanks so much, Dan.